Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The key learning for me out of this process, coming out of Visible Ops, where we, created this Visible Ops handbook, went on to sell 65,000 copies, which was kind of a huge surprise given something as boring as processes and controls. I think the key takeaway for me out of the benchmarking study was that we really want to prove and validate, right? Is what we're kind of preaching in Visible Ops, it doesn't really work. And furthermore, do things like ITIL and COBIT really work? And do you have to do all of them? And I think the biggest surprise really was, we identified Invisible Ops really are at the core, the 20% of things, that result in 80% of the benefits. But moreover, it made me actually grow a little bit more skeptical of things like ITIL and COBIT, because at a certain point, there's some value that you get out of defining things and categorizing things. But what you really want to get to is, confidence and causality, right? If I do X, Y, and Z, then I can predict that, I will experience improvements in measures A, B, and C, right? And that kind of clarity and that kind of, truth is, it's hard to find in ITIL and COBIT. So, I've become, I'd like to say, it's okay to be skeptical, and it's okay to be a little disenchanted with things like ITIL and COBIT, because when you're looking for that search for causality, I think we're starting to outgrow. We're going to have to find the answers in somewhere else. And I think the IT control performance study is going to be one of those things that really say, hey, this is these are what you can bring to bear when you have these problems. Here's how you should be classifying and prioritizing your own activities to do things that you want to do.
Gene, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.